what appears to be a problem in terms of the sugyas and Shabbos that we had seen, a sugya that Barat sugya from Daf Dalet Amud Aleph through Daf Hey Amud Aleph, which asked how in the Mishnah do we have a hotzah midaraisa dealing with yadai? We need makom arba al arba. The Gemara ends off in achinami. We need arba al arba, both on the level of the akira and on the level of the hanacha. However, yado ki arba al arba. That's the sugya over here on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Dalet Amud Beis, Hey Amud Aleph. And then we move over to Daf Zayin Amud Beis. To Daf Zayin Amud Beis, and we find Rav Chista. And Rav Chista gives a case that was quoted in the Gemara earlier. Zarek v'noch al gabi. I'm sorry. Noatz kana b'rishus hayachid v'zarek v'noch al gabav. Afilu gavoa meya ama chayav. And Abaye says that this din of Rav Chista is a din that would has to be reckoned with. Either it's unclear whether Rebbe and Rabbanan agree with him or don't agree with him, but this is a din of Rav Chista. Rav Chista seems to fly in the face of Dalet al Dalet. He deals with a kana, which is Zarek v'noch al gabav, where you don't have Dalet al Dalet. So what exactly is going on? The Meiri al-Atar raises the question in the most blatant manner. Yesh kan mokom iyun. Yesh kan mokom iyun. I, on the top of this kana, there's no Dalet al Dalet. And even though we saw an alternate approach of machshava mashavirei makom, but that's only if the person had a certain degree of kavana. Here it's noch. Noch appears to be something which occurs without kavana at all. So what we pointed out, and this we'll see in Hemshef today, that most Rishonim assume we have an issue, namely that Rav Chista is cholek on our sugya. The question is to what degree is Rav Chista cholik on our sugya? That's where we have the sheet of Rashi, Tosfos, Rashi Mishans, v'chulei. But most Rishonim are taking the approach that we have over here, Rav Chista, who is chipping away at the maskana of our sugya. And last time we pointed out a machokis between Rashi and Tosfos, Rashi and Dav Zayin Amid Beis and Tosfos and Dav Ches Amid Aleph, to what degree? Tosfos says Rav Chista does away with the requirement of Dalet al Dalet in Rishus Hayachid. The world of Rishus Hayachid, Taima de Rav Chista lo baya makom Dalet bi Rishus Hayachid. Ma she'en ken Rashi, he limited it to lo boy hanocha al gabi makom Dalet in a Rishus Hayachid. Namely, that Rashi says that in a chinami, in the world of Akira, you need Dalet al Dalet even in Rishus Hayachid. Rav Chista is only cholik on the level of hanacha. And last time we left off trying to understand what is going on over here. That both Rashi and Tosfos are working off of the fact that Rishus Hayachid has mechitzos. That's Rav Chista is very strong on that manner. Rishus Hayachid ola adla rakia because of the mechitzos. The question is, what role over here do the mechitzos play? So Tosfos says that what the mechitzos do according to Rav Chista is create a svara of Besa Kamalya Dami, namely the same svara that we had by Rebbe, that when you have a bayis makura, when you have a roof, we view the entire area, the entire volume of the house as being a makom dalet al dalet, hu hadin, according to Rav Chista, even without the roof. Simply the entire area within the machitzos is viewed as dalet al dalet. It's viewed as though we have a degree of substance there, and wherever this object is going to land, it's landing on a substance of a makom, and we're dealing. It's irrelevant in terms of akira or hanocha. The svara is that we have over here a halachic mitzius of a makom that is created by these mechitzos, and this makom is at any point within the mechitzos, and the mechitzos go up. So this makom goes up. But according to Rashi, we're distinguishing between an akira and a hanacha. And we're distinguishing between akira and hanacha dafka within a rishus hayachid. So what exactly is going on over here according to Rashi? So, no, what do you suggest? He's talking about Rav Chista. In other words, he's talking about Rav Chista.
That's an ahavim. Before we learned it, that's really the case of the truth.
Yes.
So
you want to say that Rashi really agrees with Tosfos and the Maskana? So don't call it Rashi. So we'll call it the Rashba. We'll call it the Ritva. Most Rishonim take this approach. The Meiri uses the language, I'm sorry, Pirshu Rabim. Pirshu Rabim, the Rishus HaYachad Ein Tzorach HaHanocha Al Gabe Makom Choshuv. That this is a din, A, in which we have the combination, Rishus HaYachad and Hanocha. When you have that combination of Rishus HaYachad and Hanocha, then you don't need Dalet Al Dalet. Masha Ein Kein Akira always needs Dalet Al Dalet. Hanocha and Rishus HaRabim needs Dalet Al Dalet. Dafka, when you have the intersection of Rishus HaYachad and Hanocha, there we can do away with the requirement of Dalet Al Dalet. Again, I think it's Rashi. If you'd rather not call it Rashi, you want to call it Rashba and the Ritva, fine. No, I have no problem with that. With the Rabim Pirshu Rabim of the Meiri. What do you suggest? What direction would you go? Think back in terms of when we were dealing even with the world of Hakiras Gufo. We have Hakiras over there. The din of Dalet Al Dalet, In what was it said? In what area was it said? If we're going to be machalik between Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim, if we're going to be machalik between an Akira and a Hanocha, what direction would you go in? Are we dealing over here with something which is a tenai to the Malacha of Hotzah? That's not going to help us at all, right? But what other alternative did we have to distinguish between a Maisa Akira and a Maisa Hanocha? Namely, that in the world of Akira, we pointed out that we're beginning a process. Again, no puns intended, but you have to get the object off the ground. That's the definition of Akira, getting it off the ground. Off the ground means we have ground. We need a Makom Dalet Al Dalet. We need a launching pad. We need a springboard. We need something that will begin to create the Malacha of Hotzah. So by Akira, no nafgamina, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, we're dealing over here with the definition of Akira, Oker, Davar, Mimekomo, that this is part of the definition of Akira. Masha Enkin, we pointed out in Hanocha, this is more passive. Here we're dealing with the end of a process, and over here there's room to say that we can distinguish between a Rishus HaRabim and a Rishus HaYachid. In a Rishus HaRabim, where there are no boundaries, everything is open, there, we need a makom. You have to have a destination. Masha'en kein in Rishus HaYachid, what could we say? How are we going to define our destination? We need a destination. But how can we define our destination? It's enough if it's in an enclosed area. It's enough if it's in an enclosed area, that this object stopped. This object was caught in an enclosed area. That's enough to have the end of the process. Namely, we don't have to necessarily have a equation between Akira and Hanocha, neither on the plane of, in other words, on the plane of Dalet Al Dalet. We don't have to have an equation in the world of Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim. Namely, this is not Tosfos. We're not dealing over here with the Svara of Beis HaKaman D'Malya Dami that would apply equally to Akira and to Hanocha. Akira and Hanocha are two worlds. Akira requires a makom, getting it off the ground. The makom is defined as Dalet Al Dalet no matter where you are. In terms of Hanocha, this is the end of the process. This is something which we view as, to a certain degree, a passive act. And so to end the process, here we may need a makom, but here we can distinguish between the nature of the makom in a place which has no boundaries. So makom is Dalet Al Dalet. We have no alternative. In a place which has boundaries, we could say, as long as it's enclosed, in this closed area, that's already enough. Yitachen, I'm just saying that's the direction in which to go. And again, this is the mainstream shita of Rishonim. All the Talmidim of the Ramban, this is the Ran and the Ritva and the Rashba, this is the approach that they take. The most extreme shita is that of the Rash Mishantz. How does the Rash Mishantz relate to Rav Chisda as to in terms of the sugya of Daf Dalet and Daf Hei, that Rav Chisda, when he has this din of Noatz Kone Birushus HaYachid Vezorak Menach Agabav Chayav, what is he telling us about Dalet Al Dalet? Isn't that right? Exactly. He simply disagrees with the whole sugya. There's no, in other words, he doesn't distinguish in Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim. This is the Daf Dalet Amud Beis in the Tap Tosfos, the last three lines. Mihu, even though later on the Bali HaTosfos hold Dafka b'Rishus HaYachid lo boi Rav Chisanach gabi Mokom Dalet, Mihu Harash Mishans ken HaRashba, Rav Shimshon ben Elazar, Piresh b'Samuch, Af b'Rishus HaRabim lo boi Rav Chisda Mokom Dalet. The Besamach is the bottom Tosfos. In the bottom Tosfos, about 10 lines from the bottom, it points out that in Rishus HaRabim, you don't need Dalet al Dalet. That's all. In other words, once we don't need Dalet al Dalet, we don't need Dalet al Dalet, period. Who says there's a din of makom? Where does it say that anywhere in the Torah? Where does it say that? We were Dorish. We asked that question. What's the makom of Dalet al Dalet? So we saw one day it's Alcha Moshe Misinai, one day that it's learned out from the Pasuk Ayetze Ishri Makomo, and one day of Dum Yud Mishkan. The Rash Mishans disagrees with all of these according to Rav Chisda. And Achinami, this is the view of the Sugi and Daf Dalet. However, according to Rav Chisda, there's no need for Dalet al Dalet. Why then did he mention the case of Birshus HaYachid? For the Chiddush, what's the Chiddush of Birshus HaYachid? Ola Adla Rakia. Not only do you not require Dalet al Dalet within the 10 Tfachim, you don't require Dalet al Dalet anywhere. Anywhere in the airspace, you require no Dalet al Dalet. That's the most extreme Shita. The opposite of the Rash Mishans is the Me'iri. The Me'iri, as opposed to all the other Rishonim that we saw, felt that Rav Chisda was trying to chip away at Dalet al Dalet, either chip away in terms of Hanocha b'Rishus HaYachid, chip away in terms of Rishus HaYachid in general, totally blow it up. There's no need of Dalet al Dalet. The Me'iri says, no. Umitoch kach anu poskim af b'Rishus HaYachid, even for Hanocha, you require Dalet al Dalet. Rav Chisda agrees with the Sugya. What do we do with his case? So what does the Me'iri offer? Ukimtot. When you throw it on the kana, you're not throwing it on the top of the kana. Where are you throwing it? On the side of the kana. Nochal hakana means al pnei hakana. This is the concept of devela shmena. It's landing the side that really you have dalet al dalet, not this way, but this way, right? Or we're dealing with the rukimta of bayis makura. We're dealing with the rukimta where we have a roof, and here we already have a mokar. This is Rav Chisda goes like Rebbe, that we need dalet al dalet. We always have dalet al dalet. But if there's no bayis makura, then you need dalet al dalet. Maybe the Me'iri simply goes back, takes the other extreme. There's no way of saying that we don't need dalet al dalet. Rav Chisda certainly agrees, but there's an ukimta. Rav Chisda is a case of ukimta. The problem with, okay, that's an approach. The problem will not be in how we learn Rav Chisda so much, but how we learn the Rambam. I sent you to the Rambam, where it appears on the surface that we have over here a head-on collision. That the Rambam and Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Aleph paskins like our sugya and Daf Dalet and Daf Hei. Ein ha-motzi mirishus lirishus o ha-mavir birishus rabim chutz l'dalet amos chayev ad shi ya'akor chayfetz mi'al mokom shi'esh dalet tfachim al dalet tfachim v'yaniach al mokom shi'esh bo dalet tfachim al dalet tfachim. Clear. There's no clarity more than that. That same Rambam, one parak later, says, "No atz kone b'rishus hayachid afilu gavoa meya ama v'zork mishus rabim v'noch al gabav chayav." He quotes Rav Chisda, "Shirishus hayachid ola adla rakia." What happened to dalet al dalet? So the Magid Mishnah says, "Oh, don't worry about it." What the Rambam meant was that Rav Chisda is telling us that hanocha in rishus hayachid doesn't require dalet al dalet, and tamal rabbeinu shalobirze. You can't just call a steer in the Rambam. Clearly, the Rambam means like what we called Rashi. He calls that zed das. He says the Ramban vaharashba. It's not the Ramban. Zed das haritva vaharashba. This is the ritva and the rashba. This is the rabim hamafarshim. And there's no alternative. There's no alternative, says the Magid Mishnah. But l'chora, that's so difficult to say that. The Rambam in the beginning of Perek Yud Gimel doesn't distinguish. And even a Perek before that, in Perek Yud Beis, when the Rambam introduces the whole din of Hotzah, that it's an av malacha, he says v'yakor mirishus zeh v'yaniach mirishus shnia. Doesn't say anything about distinguishing between a rishus harabim and a rishus hayachid. Nothing about distinguishing between an akira and a hanacha. Where did this? You know, it's a, how you know it's what then do we do with the Rambam? Just to make the issue more, I don't know. You know, it's that it's not just a question of a shfira Rambam. You know, we always say, okay, the Rambam can make mistakes. Sometimes people make mistakes. Rambam has a lot on his mind. He was a doctor. He was, he made a mistake. Chas v'shalom. This is not only the Rambam. The Ramban points out this is also the Rif. The Rif paskins the sugya of Daf Dalet and Daf Hey, that you require an Akira and a Hanacha and a Mokom Dalet al Dalet, and the Rif paskins like Rav Chista Kilashono. Not only the Rambam and the Rif, but also Rabbeinu Chananel. Namely, all of the Gedolei Rishonim found no issue with paskining like both of them. So, in other words, you don't have to go like the Rash Mishans and say that one replaces the other. You don't have to go chipping away. You don't have to give ukimtot. Right? Just before I continue as to how to learn the Rambam, you should just know, if you look in the Frankel Rambam in the back, so this question of what to do, everyone deals with. So he sends us to the Achronim. He sends us to Merome Sada of the Netziv, to the Eben Ha'azel versus Alman Meltzer. They all try and give ukimtot. What the Meiri did to Rav Chista, they do to the Rambam. Maybe there's ukimtot on top of this kana, you have a daf. On top of this kana, you have a daf. Or maybe we'll say achshavei, machshava meshavei leila maise. Eidram doesn't talk about a daf. The Rambam speaks about noch. Noch already, the Meiri says you can't call achshavei. In other words, the Achronim were bothered by it. But Ein kol chadash tachas haShemesh, the Ramban was the one who gave the direction. So if you look in the Ramban on Daf Hey Amud, the Ramban on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, he quotes the Rabbeinu HaGadol, that the Psak HaLacha, you could paskin like Rav Chista and still paskin, you need that Makom Dalet al Dalet. Umatzas Rabbeinu Chananel, that we paskin like both. Umidivrei Kulam Nilmad Lefarish. The Asa Rav Chista, that Rav Chista is teaching us a new din in the words Rishus HaYachid Ola Adla Rakia. Rishus HaYachid Ola Adla Rakia, says the Ramban, is not just a question of quantity of space. What does Rishus HaYachid Ola Adla Rakia mean? Not a question of quantity, but
quality.
Namely, that what goes up to the Rakia? The karka of Rishus HaYachid goes up to the Rakia on one condition, that there is a continuity of that karka. If something is rooted in that karka, then it's whatever falls on that object, which is rooted on that karka, it's as though it fell on the karka. Rishus HaYachid Ola Ad LaRakia. The Osir of Chista Shrina Rishus HaYachid Ola Ad Rakia V'Havya K'munachas B'Karka. This is not a din of Kluta K'mo Shehun Chadami. That we'll have to deal with a little later. However, this is a din that there is Makom Dalet, because the Kana is No'ut Huke Rishus HaYachid Atzma. Huke Rishus HaYachid Atzma. Namely, what is Rav Chista telling us? Rav Chista is telling us this is a din, and that which is anything which is mechuber to Rishus HaYachid is Ola Adla Rakia. And so this object fell on top of a kana, and it's considered to be a hanacha of Dalet al Dalet because the karka is Dalet al Dalet, and anything which is mechuber to the karka, even 100 amos high, has the status of the karka. Something were to fall on the antenna of the Empire State Building, which is not Dalet al Dalet, it would be considered to be kemunach al gabi karka, because the Empire State Building is mechuber to the karka, as opposed to Tosfos. This is not Tosfos. It's, in other words, again, Tosfos also deals with Rishus HaYachid as being unique, but Tosfos uses svara and daf chesem and aleph of besa command demalya dami. What's the difference between Tosfos's svara of besa command demalya dami, that any time that we have an Akira and a Hanacha within Rishus HaYachid, even above the ground, it's considered to be Dalet al Dalet, and the Ramban's Havya Kemunachas Bekarka. The Ramban gives a nafgamina. What if we have a person standing in Rishus HaYachid? A person standing in Rishus HaYachid. And something is put, and this person, and the object falls on his head, right? I toss a ball from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, and my ball falls on someone's head. Is that considered to be a hanocha? We're assuming his head is not arba al arba, right? Is that considered to be a hanocha? According to Tosfos, Yosef? Yeah. Beisa kamandamalya dami. In other words, that's a hanocha. According to the Ramban, no. That person's not mechubar to the Rishus HaYachid. He is a person standing in Rishus HaYachid. What if I were to...
Why not?
Why is that from the note? Okay. What if... It's one more case, and then just to sharpen it. What if I were to throw the ball into Rishus HaYachid, and there are these blowers, right? And the ball gets caught, like this sort of standing, like it's in the Rishus HaYachid. It's an amma, two amos above the ground, and it's just standing there, right? Because the blowers from all sides are simply holding it in that place. Was I over an Iser D'Oraisa of Hotza'a? I threw it, and now it is Nach, right? In one place, in the middle, smack in the middle of Rishus HaYachid. According to Tosfos, sure, I'm over. According to the Ramban, no, I'm not over. These are different concepts. According to the Ramban is telling us that this is a din of the Rambam. This is the Rambam holds you require dalet al dalet, and in Rishus HaYachid, when you have no'atz kana, that's mechubar to Rishus HaYachid, that's dalet al dalet, that the karka is ola to anything which is mechubar to the karka. It's a din in karka. It's not a din. It's not a din in the airspace. Tosfos, that's Tosis's concept of mechitzos. It creates a makom dalet within the airspace. The Ramban is not Tosos, and Tosis is not the Ramban. The Me'iri, at the end of the Me'iri, quotes the Ramban. He quotes, V'chein iskimu chachmei hadoros, that the when you have a situation of tochuv ba'aretz, who nigrar sheyesh bo rochav dalet, even though we don't say that by a person, the person is not kavua. The person is constantly moving. The person is not considered to be mechubar, but the kana is considered to be mechubar. So we have over here, this then would explain the Rambam also in context. If you look in Perek Dalet is fascinating. We have three halachos, one after the other. Tetzayin, Yudzayin, and Yudchet. Halacha in Perek, over there, in Perek Yudalet in the Rambam, halacha Tetzayin deals with a... Perek Yudalet. Halacha Tet Zayin deals where you have a Rishus HaRabim, and within the Rishus HaRabim you have this amud, you have a pillar, and it's Rachav Dalet. Then we say that this pillar in Rishus HaRabim has a status of Rishus HaYachid. Skipping Talacha Yudchet, we're dealing where you have a Rishus HaRabim, and you have something which is more than 10 tfachim above the Rishus HaRabim, so we have a makom ptur in the Rishus HaRabim. However, the middle one, when you have a Rishus HaYachid, and you have something attached, we don't say, oh, maybe this thing which is attached we'll call a Rishus HaRabim, maybe this thing which is attached we'll call a makom ptur. No, anything which is attached to Rishus HaYachid is Rishus HaYachid. That's what the Rambam is telling us. We have a series of three halachos of things that are attached to Rishuyot. If they're attached to Rishus HaRabim, it could be a Rishus HaYachid. It could be a Makom Ptur. But if it's attached to Rishus HaYachid Ola Adla Rakia. Anything which is attached to Rishus HaYachid and is Nach in the, on that which is attached to Rishus HaYachid, that's going to be called a Rishus HaYachid. Even if it's not Arbal Arba, it has a status of Arbal Arba. We don't call it a Makom Ptur. We don't call it a Rishus, some other Rishus. It's not a Carmelis. It's a Rishus HaYachid. That's the nature of Rishus HaYachid. So those are then the various shitos that we find over here in terms of how to relate Rav Chisda to our sugya. So again, according to the Ramban, classic poskei rishonim, the Rif, Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rambam, all take the approach that which you need Dalet al Dalet in Rishus HaRabim, in Rishus HaYachid. Anything which is attached to the karka of Rishus HaYachid is by definition Dalet al Dalet. That's what Rav Chista is coming to teach us. Rishus HaYachid Ole Adla Rakia. According to the Mefarshei HaTalmud, they distinguish, in other words, that maybe you don't need Dalet al Dalet in a Hanocha in Rishus HaYachid. Maybe you don't need Dalet al Dalet even in Akira in Rishus HaYachid. Or maybe you always need Dalet al Dalet in Rav Chista Zukimtot. But that's, you know, it's, those are different approaches that are taken. Yes?
So why is Ramban says Adam Eino Doma Lekana not?
Because he's not Mechubar.
Because he's not Mechubar. So if he, let's say you made a little hole and you're standing in the
no,
hole.
No, you'd have to put him, you have to put him into a sad. What's a sad in America? Well, you know what the Bafi used to toss people overboard?
Right. Cement.
Right. If you cement his feet to the ground,
so
then
that, in that case would be okay.
Yeah. Right. Or it's then that would be that would then we would have a kana. That person would be a kana. Na'utz b'rishus hayachid. It's not a question of a person. It's a question. You need something which is na'utz the hu ki rishus hayachid atzma. It has to be something which is not independent.
We do say as soon as the person we say the person walks takes it chavitz and walks to.
We'll come to what the status of a person is. It's a very good question. We pointed out that a yad of a person has that status of arba al arba, but that's not because the person is mechuber to the karka. That's because, in other words, again, either this is a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, this, in other words, we have had to deal with this. This is also dumi the mishkan. This is also part of the al yetzei. You know, it's an achinami. Why? We had, you know, but that was the chiddush that yado shalad, and that's why I said it fell on his head, not into his hand. Mm-hmm. Falling into his hand is like falling into arba al arba. You don't need that, you know, we have another track. But falling on his head, then we'd have to come on to Rav Chista. Would Rav Chista put to the head of a person? According to Tosos, sure. According to the Ramban, explaining the Rambam, the Rif, the Rabbeinu Chananel, nothing doing.
We basically understood a new definition because according to this, the Ramban, Na'at, we thought it was sitting there. No, he means it was put into the ground, it was stuck into the ground.
Na'at.
To the ground, right?
Right. That's what he stresses.
Right, so we generally jump over that word.
Correct. No, that's
the... It wouldn't stand up if it wasn't sticking.
No, you could have something which stands by itself here. We're saying, no, it has to be
Mechubar.
It has to be Mechubar, right.
It has to be Mechubar. That's what Rabban is pointing at over here. Okay. That Adam, Omid Rishus Hayachid, Eino Dome Lekona Na'utz, Shehuka Rishus Hayachid, Atzma. Also the Meiri, when he quotes it, Afal Gav the Yodalo Amru Lios and the Gerot Achar Gufo, etc. Adarab Gufnikach, Velodlo Amru Lelech Achar Nofa Basi, Elo Beikar Hakavua, the Eino Mitno Nea Klau. In other words, Vechain Ikar, Nit Mashu Kavua.
It has to be because that's the whole point. The Kana doesn't have Dalbada.
Right, that was the problem of Nebuchadnezzar with his pestle. Right? It wasn't broad enough at the bottom; kept falling over until he took all the zav from Yerushalayim and made it mechubar. Okay, I'd like to now go back to Adkan in terms of Dalet al Dalet. Now I have to go back to Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. When the Gemara was bothered, how do we deal with our Mishnah? Why in the world in our Mishnah are you chayav bayad? Ayayad is not Dalet al Dalet. So the Gemara has this hav amina that maybe our Mishnah, Amar Rabba, Hamani Rabbi Akiva. Maybe our Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva. You don't need Dalet al Dalet. You don't need Dalet al Dalet. Even something flying through the air is considered to be a Hanacha. A hand is no worse than something flying through the air. That was the hav amina of the Gemara. Then the Gemara rejected this direction of Rabbi Akiva. Maybe Akiva is only talking about Hanacha, not talking about Akira, moved over to Rebbe, and then finally said that Yad is the equivalent of Dalet al Dalet. But what is this din of Kruta Kamisha Huncha Dami? To understand dinim, it always helps us. When we want to understand the din, we could have a lot of hypotheses, but it will help if we have a machlokas. If we find a machlokas about the nature of the din, that sometimes enables us to sharpen, to see the din from two perspectives. So I'd like to offer to you two machlokot that we find in terms of kluta kamisha huncha. and try and understand what lies behind these machlokot. What would Rabbi Akiva's shita be according to each side of the machlokas? So one machlokas will be between the Tosfos Yeshanim and Tosfos. The second machlokas will be between Tosfos and Daf Dalet and Tosfos and Daf Tzadi Beis. The second machlokas is much more has been dealt with by the Achronim in a much greater manner. But I'd like to start with the first nekudah, because I think it may be even a little sharp, and it may sharpen us in terms of understanding Rabbi Akiva's din. Look at the Tosfos Yeshanim on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Again, Rabbi Akiva has a halacha where you are standing in a Rishus HaYachid, you're taking a baseball, you're throwing the baseball through a Rishus HaRabim, and then it lands in a Rishus HaYachid. Rabbi Akiva says that you are chayav because Kluta, when this baseball was flying through the air of the Rishus HaRabim, and again we're assuming it flew through the air below 10 tfachim, which is the level of Rishus HaYachid, it's considered to be munach kemisha huncha, kruta kemisha huncha. So you have an akira in a rishus hayachid, you have a hanacha in a rishus harabim. We dealt with the question as to whether Rabbi Akiva would also say that we have an akira in the rishus harabim and hanacha there. That's an open question, we're not going to deal with that. But Rabbi Akiva's basic din is that kruta, something flying through the air, is kemisha huncha. Comes along Tosfos Yeshanim on Daf Dalet Amud Beis and points out the Eina Hochacha. We'll come to the Tosfos itself in terms of Zorik Kamoshit. We haven't seen that yet. Delo Amar Kruta Kamisha Huncha Dam Ya Ela Lahachmir. Rav Yakiva only said this to make you chayev. Kruta Kamisha Huncha, we're going to view it as a Hanacha L'chumra, to make you chayev. If Rabbi Akiva would hold this principle across the board, even that this would pater you, imkein zorek dalet amos birshus harabim heichi mishkachasla, then Rabbi Akiva lachora would go against Mishnayos. We know that if you carry something arba amos birshus harabim, you're chayev. That you have an akira and a hanacha in rishus harabim, you carry it arba amos, you're chayav. Hu hadin if you're zorek arba amos rishus harabim, you're chayav. That's a tolda. The av is carrying, the tolda is throwing. But if according to Rabbi Akiva, kruta kemisha huncha would even be lakula, so what would it mean that as you're throwing it, it's stopping and stopping and stopping and stopping? If you carry something one ama in rishus harabim, you're not chayav. Two amos, you're not chayev. If you carry one ama, you stop. Another ama, you stop. Another, you're not chayev. So why, according to Rabbi Akiva, would you ever be chayev on Zorik? It's always like it stopped, and it stopped, and it stopped. So kanir eses, Tosfos Yeshanim, kanir e, Rabbi Akiva's only principle was l'chumra, not l'kula. What that means, we'll come to. But kanir e, otherwise, Rabbi Akiva would go against that which is mekubal, midore doros, that Zorik, arba amos, which Rabbi would be chayev. We don't find Rabbi Akiva being cholik on that ekroni statement. Look in Tosfos on Daf Hei Amud Beis. Tosfos has a similar problem with Ben Azai. Ben Azai on Daf Hei Amud Beis has a principle, Mahalech Ka'omed Dami, that when a person is carrying, it's as though he's standing and standing and standing and standing. So the Yerushalmi, Tosfos points, asks, Rabbi Yerushalmi Parich, it's about the eighth line of Tosfos, Al Daite de Ben Azai, Ein Adam Bischayev Al Dalet Amos Birishus Harabim La'olam. How are you ever chayev for carrying Arba Amos Birishus Harabim? Ye Yase Kemisha Huncha Al Kol Ama Va'ama. Every time you move, Mahalech, Kamanda Omei Dami, it's like you're stopping. V'yipater, so according to Ben Azai, arba amos b'sharabim should be patur. And so Tosfos says, umishane mishkachas la bekofet. Dinin achinami. According to Ben Azai, the only way you're going to be chayav for carrying four amos b'sharabim is if you don't walk, but rather you are an Olympic star, and you jump the four amos. Four amos is, you know, I can't jump 4 amos. I'm sure that you could probably still jump 4 amos, but you have to have that skill of jumping 4 amos. Then we don't say mahalek. Then you're not walking. Then you're jumping. So when you jump, when you carry an object, you jump 4 amos. That's when you're chayav v'shutarab. But walking, you wouldn't be chayav. This, what Tosa says, is Mishani in the Yerushalmi, so it depends which Gemara you have. And the fancy schmancy Gemaras on the bottom, they point out that this is Tosas' Girsa in the Yerushalmi. However, and it's also Tosas Harosh and also the Ran, and the Ritva, but the Ramban and the Rashba don't have this Girsa in Yerushalmi. We don't have it in our Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi simply asks a question of Ben Azai and leaves it as a question. Ech shelo yeh, Tosas then takes it one step further. Uvashas didan lo chashiv lepircha. Why didn't the Bavli ask that question? If it's such a good question, and in our Girsa of the Yerushalmi, there's not even an answer to it, and the Yerushalmi has to come up with this ukimta, according to Tosas, of kofetz, why doesn't the Bavli mention it? So Tosas answers, Kedo amar bahazorek the dalad amos b'rishus harabim hilchasa gemirale, olohochi lo makshela. The reason that our Gemara doesn't ask it is because our Gemara views Arba Amos Birshus Harabim as Halacha Moshe Misinai. And so, that's Halacha Moshe Misinai according to Ben Azai. The Halacha Moshe Misinai is, even though, according to me, this should never get off the ground, because the person never gets off the ground when he walks, Mahalech is considered to be Omeid, but we have Halacha Moshe Misinai. You can't ask at Halacha Moshe Misinai that it doesn't fit into the rules. That's the whole nature of Halacha Moshe Misinai, that it doesn't fit into the rules. Okay, then Tosis continues, V'chein kluta l'Rabbi Akiva, af agav de kemisha hun chadamya, bezorek arba amos, birushus harabim chayav, v'lo amrinon kemisha huncha betoch arba amos, birushus harabim. The same way that our Bavli wasn't bothered by Ben Azai, how can you be chayav for carrying something for amos, birushus harabim? It's against the rules. Our Gemara wasn't bothered, Rabbi Akiva. How can you be bothered by throwing? How can you be chayav for throwing something 4 amos in Rishus Harabim? It's kemishahuncha, 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 kemishahuncha. It's halcha Moshe Misinai. Halcha Moshe Misinai. This is not Tosos Yeshanim. Tosos Yeshanim says Rabbi Akiva's rule was only said lahachmir, not lahakel. The Tosos of Hamad Bey says no. Rabbi Akiva's rule was said even lahakel, but it's not going to work in Arba Amos Rishus Harabim because that's a halacha l'Moshe Misinai. The Ramban Al Atar on Daf Hey Amud Beis was bothered by the same question. Tu kashlu Rabbi Akiva kutri mishahun chadami zorek Arba Amos Rishus Harabim hecha mishkachasla umefarkila. First he quotes the Tosus Yeshanim. Then he continues, V'ikala meimar, ki amar Rabbi Akiva kruta kemishahuncha, dafka shenichnesa l'rishus acheres, avo b'chad rishus lo amra. Kruta kemishahuncha is only when you're throwing from rishus hayachid through the rishus harabim. That's when you have kruta kemishahuncha. But within rishus harabim, carry, throwing something for amos, he never said his principle. What's going on over here? What are all these shitos in Rabbi Akiva of kluta kemisha huncha will only be lahachmir, not lahakel? Kluta kemisha huncha will only be in one rishus, only be in two rishuyos, not in one rishus. Or, taking the approach of Tosfos, kluta shemisha huncha is across the board, except if we have a locha Moshe Misinai that will obviate it. What's going on over here? So when we learned this with Rav Lichtenstein, he wanted to suggest over here that these represent two approaches to Rabbi Akiva. Because whenever, this is a rule in your learning, whenever you have a kaf hadimion, you always have to ask yourself, what does this kaf hadimion mean? Kruta k'mishahun chadami. Kruta k'mishahun chadami. Is the kaf hadimion an equation, or is the kaf hadimion a parallelism? We dealt with this already in terms of yado shel adam k'dalet al dalet. What exactly does that mean? You're going to have it over and over and over again in Shas. Kvusha k'mavush k'mavusha. Meliach k'roseach. Whenever you have a kaf hadimion, you always have to ask yourself, what does it mean? So let's over here raise the two options. What does kluta kamisha huncha mean? What would the option of the equation be? Kluta kamisha huncha, when something is shooting through the air, and so something is traveling through the air, kamisha huncha, we view it as... As not on the, no, once I get to the ground, we view it as, we did huncha. Huncha doesn't mean on the ground.
Resting.
Namely, when something is moving, we view it as resting. What does that mean? When something is moving, we view it as resting? You know, well, nowadays we can understand that. You have a camera, right, with this, what is it called? A stop motion camera, right? You take a picture for 5 seconds, and then you break it down into frame, 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 frame. Namely, that we view it as though it's stopping, stopping, stopping. Every split second, it's like it's stopping and starting. When you put all the frames together, you have motion. But motion is basically made up of little pieces of stopping, starting, stopping, starting, stopping, starting. That this is the Metzius. That the Rabbi Akiva had a different view of Metzius. Parallel to Ben Azai. Mahalech ka'omei dami. That if we were to take a stop-action picture of someone walking, we would see each split second he's standing, and then he moves and he stands, and then he moves and then he stands, and he moves and he stands, like in the when they take it in the football games to see when the fellow was tackled, did he really make it into the end zone? You know, it's when was the foul called? Did the ball go in after the buzzer, before the buzzer? You have the stop action, right? And then you're able to see, in other words, exactly this at this split second where it was. So maybe Rabbi Akiva is a view of Metzius, that kruta, when something is in motion in the air, kamisha huncha. We view it as stop, 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 stop. What's the alternative? Or... No. Rabbi Akiva didn't have a fascinating view. That view, by the way, is a view of one of the Greek philosophers whose name I forget, but once upon a time I had a study that you could constantly take space and divide it into half and into half and into half and into half. In other words, that there's no such thing as a process, right? You remember? I'm trying to remember who it was. But you know that there is such a concept that everything is made up of little pieces. So motion is made up of small pieces of being stationary, 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 stationary. What's the alternative? Kluta kemisha huncha. You don't need stationary. Huncha doesn't, in other words, kluta kemisha huncha. We have an alternative track. An alternative track to being stationary. What's the alternative track? Flying through the air. Flying through the air, being in the airspace, the fact that it's there in the airspace, that's the equivalent of huncha. You don't need to stop, even if it's not stopped. The fact that it's in the airspace, that's the equivalent, kruta, kamisha huncha. Kamisha huncha, it's a halacha, it's not a metzius, it's a halacha. Meinaf gemina if it's a metzius or a halacha. Can you have a Metzius lahakel and not lahakmir? Or lahakmir and not lahakel? Can you have a Metzius where we're going to distinguish between whether something is going through two rishuyos or one rishuyos? If it's a Metzius, it's a Metzius. The only way you could overcome a Metzius is with a halacha Moshe Misinai. Halacha Moshe Misinai tells you ignore the Metzius. But if you have a halacha, so you could say, this halacha was only said, namely, when do we view the presence in the airspace as huncha, only lahachmir and not lahakel. When do we view the presence in the airspace as being meaningful only in two rishuyot, not in one rishus? Namely, that these could be two different approaches to Rabbi Akiva. Tosos on Daf Hei had the approach that it's a din in Metzius, parallel to Ben Azai. Ben Azai viewed walking as stop motion. Rabbi Akiva views flying through the air as stop motion. Then the only way of getting around it is Halacha Moshe Misinai. Halacha Moshe Misinai that overrides the Metzius. However, Tosvos Yeshanim and the Ramban they viewed it as a halacha. It's not a mitzius. It's not that we view motion as stopping. No, no, no. Motion is not stopping, but sometimes you don't need stopping. Sometimes it's enough to have kluta, that something should be in the airspace. But when do we say that? We'll say that lahachmir, not lahakel. When do we say that? We'll say that in two rishuyot, not in one rishut. Yes?
Usually we might say that Rabbanan didn't. Never said that the Raisa didn't. This is the Raisa didn't, no? That the Torah itself will sometimes make a distinction between the Kula and the Kula.
Again, if we're dealing over here with the K, with the Halacha, again, why we would make the distinction? We'd make the distinction so that it shouldn't be so sir, other dinim of Hilchot Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva never meant to override the din of Zorik Arba Amos Bishus Arabim. So how can you have your cake and eat it? You can have your cake and eat it by saying Rabbi Akiva's halacha is only in this ukimta. Rabbi Akiva's halacha is only in this ukimta. Okay, that's one machloket that offers us two options within Rabbi Akiva. But then someone here, I'm sorry, it's mentioned throughout the concept of let's assume we have munach. Let's assume we view something flying through the air as resting. Let's assume we view it that way, like the mitzius. Then, resting where? Where is this resting? This is the stuff of Achron. Okay? I sent you to the Tosos Chaim. I could have sent you to the Avdi Nezer, the Sachet Shavar. I'll just tell you where it is. He has a whole kuntris on this in Orachayim. Siman Reish Mem. The Avi Nezer is the author of the Egle Tal. Thank you. He's the author of the Egle Tal, where he deals with the first 13 malachos. What about all the rest of the malachos of Hilchos Shabbos? That he deals with in his Shelos Tshuvos, Avi Nezer. So in the course of dealing with the malacha of Hotzah in Siman Reish Mem. Reish Mem Aleph, Reish Mem Beis, Reish Mem Gimel. He deals with this issue over here. The heading of Siman Reish Mem is Ma'arechet Kluta K'misha Huncha. He has a Ma'arechet. Similarly, the Kilas Yaakov, the Stipler, in his volume on Shabbos in Siman Vav, deals with our Sugya, Siman Vav. The heading is Binyan Kluta Kemisha Huncha Dami. Okay, so they both deal with it, but the place where I found it to be the most sort of compressed to a degree, everything is relative, was in the Tosos Chaim, where he raises a machlokes between the Balei HaTosfos. Look at Tosfos on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, next to the last Tosfos. Comes Tosos and gives us a rule. Kishahachefetz biyodo shel ha'oni o shel bal habayis lo shayach kruta. Daha kishenosein bal habayis letoch yodo vahotzi lo mechayev. We have the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah tells us that if the bal habayis picks up a chayfetz in the house, walks out of the door with that chayfetz, and then hands it to an ani, we have an akira on the part of the bal habayis, we have a hanacha on the part of the ani, both of them are patur. Ask Tosfos, why is the bal habayis patur? Kruta kemisha huncha, this object is in motion. It's in motion. Why don't we say it's like it's being munach in the Rishus HaRabim? So the Baal HaBayit did an Akira and a Hanacha. Tosa says, no. Kishachefetz biyodo shel ani o Baal HaBayis lo shayach kruta. When do we say kruta k'misha huncha? When the ball is in free fall. But when the ball is in someone's hand, we don't say kruta k'misha huncha. No explanation. Just must be that way. Otherwise, why would the Mishnah, how does Rabbi Akiva work out with the Mishnah? So it must be that Rabbi Akiva doesn't have a din of kruta k'misha huncha when the ball is in someone's hand. Move over to Daf Tzadi Beis. Daf Tzadi Beis, we have a little Tosfos that we saw at the beginning and saw the end. Now let's look in the middle of Tosfos. Second Tosfos on the page in Daf Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph. You have it? Hiksha Rav Elchanan L'Rabba de Muki Mas Nisim B'Reish Mechilten K'Rabbi Akiva Do Amar Kruta K'Misha Huncha Damei B'Hach Baba de Maisi Hacha. In the case brought in the Gemara over here, where the Balabayas takes out of the house and takes it outside, and then the Ani takes it from him, Amai Shnehem Peturim. Why do we say the Balabayas does the Akira and the Ani does the Hanacha? Halo Lamala Migimala Rabbi Akiva Kamala Mata Migimala Rabbanan. That this, when it's being carried in the airspace, according to Rabbi Akiva, we have this din of Kluta Kemisha Hunchadami. Right? So the Yeshlomar, the only way of learning this is the Rabba Savar Eged Guf Shmei Eged. That Rabba's talking about a case where the Balabayit doesn't leave the house. He just sticks his hand out the window and the Ani takes it from his hand. So the body, the Balabayis, remains in the house. So even though his hand goes out, we say that his hand goes after his body. Had he walked out the door, according to Tosfos, what would we have said? Kuta Kemisha Hunchadami. We have Tosfos on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph who says that it doesn't apply. So we have Machlokes Balei HaTosfos. Does Kluta Kemisha Hunchadami apply when something is in someone's hand or not? What's the Machlokes? So here, Rav Menachem Zemba offers the following theory. He says, Vayein Tosfos Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Debema'avir biyodo lo shayach kluta. Yuyancham. Amnon b'Shabbos dibur hamaschel hasam. The same Tosfos in Avtzadi Beis. Gam b'mavir b'yado amrinan kluta. You yansha? So what do we do with these two Tosfos? Yitachen detalya b'ze. This is totally in the Chakira that he began earlier. Kamisha huncha. Assuming that kamisha huncha means it's like it stopped. It's like it was put down. Put down where? What are the two options? Put down, Menachem,
in the air
or on the ground. Kamisha Huncha, assuming we have an equation over here, that when something is flying through the air, it's as though it is Munach, it's as though it stopped. Is it as though it stopped in the air or it is as though it stopped on the ground? Yitachin detalya bazeh. Im kamunach ba'aretz b'chashvei ha'dikruta shuv b'ma'avir b'yado. The Hayad Mafsik Akavto Iev Shalachashvo Kamunach Baretz. Tosos on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph assumes Kruta Kamisha Huncha means it's on the ground. When can you say something flying through the air is on the ground? That's if there's nothing between it and the ground. But if there's a hand between it and the ground, you can't say it's on the ground. We don't say Kruta Kamisha Huncha when something in someone's hand. But Avol Im Dachashev Kamunach Ba'avir. But if you hold that, no, it stopped in the air, then gam b'ma'avir b'yado have kamunach. That's Tosfos on Daf Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph. That's the way that the Tosfos Chaim wants to explain the machlokes in Bari HaTosfos. Now, this such a chakira is already not something floating in the air. Such a chakira we do find in the Rishonim. And so previously he said, you want to find these shitos? Look on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Look in Rabbeinu Chanane on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. V'ukma Rabba. Rabba, first, in order to explain our Mishnah, how do we have a situation where we do away with Dalet al Dalet? Savar Kluta Ba'avir Kamisha Huncha. What's next word? Daf Dalet Amud Beis in Rabbeinu Chanane. Again, in my edition, it's Dalet Amud Beis. Okay. Ukma Rabba le Rabbi Akiva. The paragraph begins with the word Piska. Parshat Ani Yesiyado Lifnim. Yeah, so what does he say? Kuta ba'avir kemisha huncha ba'karka dami. Karka. This is Rabbi Hanan says it's munach ba'karka. Similarly, again, all these proofs are found in the Tosfos Chaim. In Gittin, and Daf Ayin Tesem et Aleph. I sent you there for a different reason, but Rashi over there in the Ayin Tesem et Aleph, the Gemara quotes the phrase Kruta Kamisha Huncha. Rashi over there says, sorry, chuta b'tocha avir k'mishahun chala aretz. Again, on the ground. The third raya, the Tosfos Chaim quotes from a Perush HaMishnayos on a Gemara in Zvachim. You realize that there's no Perush HaMishnayos on Gemara. Perush HaMishnayos is on Mishnayos. The Gemara in Zvachim is a Mishnah in Para. Okay, so if one opens up Maseches Para, in other words, the reason I just didn't send you to all these is because the Tosfos Chaim sends you to all of these. In Maseches Para, in Perek Yud, there's a Mishnah that states as follows. A person is standing in a room, not al es halogim. He was holding a mashke in his hand. And he'eviro al gabe hatanur. And he took this mashke and held it in the air over a tanur. Rabbi Akiva mitame. Rabbi Akiva says that if the tanur is tame, then this mashke is going to be tame. V'chachamim mitaharim. The Rambam over there says in the Perush HaMishnayos, Svaras Rabbi Akiva, hu mechashev kluta kemisha huncha, v'kofal svarasa, that Rabbi Akiva compares Hilchol Shabbos to Dinei Tuma, and that which is in the air is considered to be kemunach dame, v'amar shim hevir zehalogin al hatanur tame, ki ilu hunach sham, in the tanur. It's like it's in the tanur, and the tanur is tame. So we have three Rishonim who use the concept of kluta kemisha huncha as being on the ground. On the other side of the equation, the Rash Mishans. We know that in Maseches Para is Mishnayos, which we have in the classic Vilna Shas. On one hand, we have the Rambam. On the other side of the page, we have the Rash Mishans. The Rash Mishans doesn't mention anything. Doesn't say kluta kemisha huncha. He uses the concept linyan login hu degozer Rabbi Akiva gzeira shema yanichenu b'toch ha'avir derech ha'avaraso. Maybe he'll put it into the tanur. So it goes there, in other words, that it's considered when it's over the tanur, because maybe he would put it into the tanur. In other words, he doesn't learn it as a din of being on the ground. But the most clear source is the Yerushalmi. Again, all of this is found in the Tosfos Chaim. The Yerushalmi in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, when it deals with the din of Rabbi Akiva, this is in this edition of the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi has different editions, different paginations. In this edition of the Yerushalmi, it's page Hey Amad Aleph. It says Rabbi Akiva Ovid Avir Rishus Harabim Kimamasha. He views the Avir as having a reality to it. Kluta Kamisha Huncha. It's like it's landing where it is in the air. It's not going down to the karka. The diyun between the Avnei Nezer and the Kilas Yaakov and the Tosfos Chaim is this Tosfos over here on the top of Dalet Amud Beis. It says, what would Rabbi Akiva say if you threw it from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid above Ten Tefachim? Then we in an area of Makom Ptur, would we say Kluta Kamisha Huncha? So, in other words, that Makom Ptur, Lechora, there's nothing there. So do we say that it's like it's on the, you know, it's on the ground, or it's still in the air? But that's, you know, that's they go back and forth in that direction. In any case, what we have over here is that according to Rabbi Akiva, he says Kaluta Kami Shehuncha Dani, pointed out that this can go in two directions. This kaf hadimyon, kamisha huncha dame, means that it is considered to be munach. It's considered the mitzius to be munach. It's even though it's moving, it's like it's stop. Or it's considered to be simply, we don't need munach. We just k-munach. We have another alternative to munach, that it is simply nimtza, that it's simply It's simply there. It's there in the airspace. That's all you need. All you need is that it be in the airspace. You don't need that it be stopped. All we need is that it be present in the airspace. If we take the side of munach, this lends itself to two alternatives. Munach can be ba'avir, or munach can be bikarka. Nafgamino, we saw, would be, what about biyado? When it's in a person's hand, we say, kluta kamisha hunchadame. If it's kemunach ba'avir, why not? That's Tosos and Daf Tzadi Beisam at Aleph. If it's like munach bekarka, then the chavra, you can't say munach if there's a machitza between it and the ground. That over here would be Tosos and Daf Dalad Amad Aleph. This is all within Rabbi Akiva. Okay. Rabbanan disagreed with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbanan say, we don't say, again, this is, you know, Rabbi has two lashonas, but in the end, Rabbi held that we have Machokas, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbanan, within ten tefachim, do we say kluta kemisha hunchadame? And Rabbanan say, no, we don't say kluta kemisha hunchadame. Now again, who are they disagreeing with? If Rabbi Akiva held that it's a metzius of munach, so Rabbanan simply say, we view the world differently than Rabbi Akiva. There's no, in other words, munach means stationary. Moving means moving. We don't view motion as being stationary. In other words, Rabbanan could disagree over here. If Rabbi Akiva offers an alternative, he says, no, you don't need munach. So Rabbanan could very well say, no, you do need munach. You can't play these games. You need munach. Munach means it has to rest. You, simply being in the airspace is not enough. Whatever Rabbi Akiva holds, it's a chiddush. Rabbanan simply would disagree with his chiddush. That's l'chora the easiest way of learning. That's l'chora the way that it appears that we are distinguishing between Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva comes up with these new concepts, kemunach, and Rabbanan say, ma pitom, there's no new concept. Munach means resting on the ground, period. Or resting in someone's hand. It has to be stationary. As long as the person is moving, there's no malacha. When the object stops moving, then we look at where it is. If it stops and it's munach al-dalad, or the equivalent of dalad al-dalad, then you're chayev. If it's still in motion, or it's not in dalad al-dalad, then that's not a hanacha. That's Rabbanan Shita, very simple. However, and well, this we'll close for the day.
One second.
Yeah. However, we do have a sugya that deals with Rabbanan. We do have a sugya that deals with Rabbanan, in which it does not appear that Rabbanan necessarily view Rabbi Akiva, lo aleinu, as someone from a different dimension. That the Rabbanan also could agree with Rabbi Akiva on a certain point, depending as to which Rishon we understand the sugya like. Did you get to the sugya in Daf Kuf Amud Aleph? Not yet? Okay, so see the sugya on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. Kuf Amud Aleph we have over there at the bottom of the page. Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. I gave you the Maimakamas, no? Okay. In other words, basically within the Mara Makomos that I gave you on page 13, we did the first through the Tosos Chaim. That's what we did today. What's left is the Gemara and Gitin, the Yerushalmi, and the... Okay, first, you know, simply in terms of order, if you haven't seen yet, first see the bottom of the page. First see Shabbos, Kuf, Amud Aleph, the Mishnah, and the Gemara. It's a short sugya over there. Kuf, Amud Aleph through Kuf, Amud Beis. You have a little Mishnah, and you have a little bit of Gemara, and see the sugya over there according to Rashi and according to the Ritva. You don't have to read the entire Ritva that was printed out. The Ritva, it's enough to see
the new Ritva,
the Ritva Achadashas. It's enough to see the Ritva on Kuf Amud Aleph. You don't have to see the Ritva on Kuf Amud Beis. He just is working with the same assumptions. You see that there's a machlokes between Rashi and the Ritva. That's what I'm concerned with, the machlokes between Rashi and the Ritva. And this is in the Shita of Rabbana, not the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. That we'll see first. Then move over to the Sugya in Gittin Daf Ayin Tesam Bet Aleph. The Sugya in Gittin brings our machlokes of Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva, which is machlokes in the world of Hilchos Shabbos, into the world of Get. Get, there's a din of V'nasan V'yada. What if you throw a woman a Get and it goes over her airspace? Is that considered to be the equivalent of giving her a Get? That's what the Gemara deals with, where the woman, the husband's below and the woman's on top, the husband's on top, the woman's below. Where exactly is it being thrown? Is it mintar? Is it being watched? Is it where the mechitzos see that sugya? And the question is there or should there be a comparison between Get and Shabbos, or are these two worlds? You'll see the Gemara has Havamina and a Maskana. Okay, that's A. Then, look at the Yerushalmi, which is parallel to that. That's the Yerushalmi in Perek Yud Aleph Halcha Aleph. The Yerushalmi has the same interface between Get and Shabbos, but the Yerushalmi offers a fascinating distinction between Get and Shabbos, and that will put the whole Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanan, into a different frame altogether. That will conclude our discussion of Kluta Kemisha Huncha. Okay, that's what we'll start with on Yom Rabbi. So what we saw up to now was Rabbi Akiva Shita, Kluta Kemisha Huncha. We haven't seen the other side, what do Rabbanan hold? We have a hypothesis that here we have Rabbi Akiva introducing totally new halachas, and Rabbanan simply reject them. But you'll see on Daf Kuf that it's not so pashut in terms of Rabbanan Shita. And then there's a whole different way of perhaps viewing. Now, it's Yerushalmi many times views things very different than the Bavli. A whole different way of viewing Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanan within the eyes of the Yerushalmi. That's it. Then we'll move over, and this I'll give you, is there's another area that, again, in our desire to be the forest, we sort of skipped some of the trees. And so one of the trees that we skipped was this whole concept of Yalfinan Zorik Nimoshit. We really haven't seen exactly. We've been talking all the time in terms of Hotsa'a and Hachnasa. Zorik and Moshit are, as we saw a little bit in Perek HaZorik, are toldos of Hotsa'a and Hachnasa. Yeah, okay. Zorik, in other words, and Moshit are told us, what exactly is this din of Zorik? What is this world of Moshit? What are these concepts that we're dealing with over here? And why should we learn that one from the other? Why shouldn't we? So this in other words, our sugya, again, brings in the concept, but Tosfos works with it on Daled Amud Aleph. Sugya over here on Daftarah of the days. So the main sugya is in the 10th parak in Perek HaZorik. So we'll see the sugyas over there and also in Erevin. All of these are interconnected. All of these deal with the world of Rishuyot. So when we finish Kutukavisha Huncha, we'll move over to Zorik and Moshe. Okay? Thanks.